Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me, Alice Benton is in the studio along with Chris Williams. Larry's in here, too. I want him to hear this story. And Larry goes to every man's battle every single week. And I was every month.
Not that bad.
Yeah, not that bad. Anyway, he goes. But I want you to hear this. I've told this story about this gentleman. I'm the teaching pastor at Northview Church, and we have three prison campuses. And I met a man named Kyle when I was there. We were passing out the Take Your Life Back books. I asked him how he got there, and he said he became a Christian. And after he accepted Christ, the next day he walked down to the police station, and he turned himself in. Because he had been having sex with a 12-year-old girl. Wow. And so he became a Christian, under conviction, turned himself in. Now, I don't know if you have ever heard of anything more courageous than that. I don't know that I have. I just so admire him. I was able to meet him when we were there passing out Take Your Life Back books. And I followed up with him, and I just found out about an hour ago. He sat down with the book Every Man's Battle and translated it into Braille, and he just got his letter back from the Library of Congress that they have accepted his Braille translation.
Oh, that's amazing.
And not only that, you don't always get it accepted. They grade the quality of your translation and before they will make it an official Braille translation. And he got a 95 grade on the translation.
That's amazing.
Congratulate him. But look, if you're struggling with sexual integrity, you don't have to go down to the police station, but you could call. You don't have to turn yourself in, but you could turn into a weekend that could transform your life. And Larry, you go, you see what happens to these men. It's pretty incredible.
It is. It's, and not everyone is 180 degrees and they're fixed and everything's perfect. It's a launching pad. It's the point that the Romans 12:2 says that we will be transformed. The transformation, that's passive. That happens to us. It's not something we do. We set the stage at New Life and the guys take their first steps. And that transformation happens, and they leave that workshop ready to do the work. I hear from wives, they say, my husband's a different man, and it is so incredibly valuable. And we're doing one this weekend, today.
And it really is a total change of thinking and a change of trajectory. A guy comes in and down inside, there is this belief that women are there for men, they're to be used, or they're there for gratification, or he thinks, I just have a high sex drive, all sorts of strange, weird thoughts. And then he leaves believing that women are to be respected and honored, and he hasn't done that. They leave humble and committed to figure out how did this happen.
Steve, a lot of these guys come with so much shame.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to deal with that. And this is an absolutely shame-free zone.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And they are accepted, they're loved, and they have hope that they've never had before. And they get reconnected to God. It's an amazing workshop. Can't speak highly enough. If you're dabbling in pornography, you got to come before it gets worse.
Yeah. Please.
If you're doing the worst things that you can imagine, we can help you. So please give us a call.
Courage. It takes a little courage. Oh, my goodness. That courage will be greatly rewarded for a very long time. We'll be back right after this.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton, and Chris Williams, and your phone calls. We're glad you're with us here today on a great Friday. We're starting our Every Man's Battle workshop today and also Finding Freedom. You pray for those folks because they're going to be working really, really hard all weekend long. And you can come to the next one. All you got to do is call us. Let's go to Elizabeth from Washington, D.C. She's calling, listens to the great station, WAVA. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Just have a question. My husband and I, we've been married over 21 years. About 7 years ago, he went through every man's battle, and I can tell you that if there's husbands struggling or wives struggling, it works. It works. But through this 21 years, my husband has had a problem with alcohol, and it all came to a head in October, this past October. We were on vacation to where we got separated while he was intoxicated, and he thought he had lost me and all kind of stuff. But he just stopped drinking, went to AA. Has repented, asked my forgiveness. He's checked in with me every week to make sure I'm okay. I got the book, Healing is a Choice. I've been reading that book. I've chosen to let go of anger and to forgive him, but I have over 20 years of hurt that I don't know how to get out of, and he knows after I read the book, because I'm crying throughout the whole, every chapter, reading it and the workbook. And it feels like my emotions are just so depressed. Because he is a good man. He has done the work. He is doing the work, going to AA every week. Checking in on me. But I'm just so stuck in this hurt.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you've been hurt, somebody recovering might help you to feel optimistic, or you might be grateful for their progress, but that doesn't fix a hurt.
Right.
You have to get the hurt that you have treated just like he simply must treat that addiction. When we do the Restore workshop, which I'm hoping I could get you to go to. I mean, I just wish that I could say the magic words and you would go, because there's such healing there. But I said to those women that were there, I said, he has a problem. It's a problem with lust and sexual integrity and sometimes sexual addiction, and he must deal with that. But now you have a problem. Yes, it was his action that created it. And your problem is the need to completely and totally forgive this man so that he can start over. And it's not easy to do, never is. But that really is your job, and I'm glad that you are asking for help. Now, I'm going to ask, let's start with you, Alice. What do you think is important when somebody has been traumatically, over time, betrayed and hurt? What's important in getting to that place where we can forgive so that we can move forward in the relationship?
Well, Steve, I'm delighted that Elizabeth is reading Healing is a Choice. It's one of my favorite books because it points us exactly to what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And Healing is a Choice teaches us so well how to act out James 5:16, where God tells us we've got to confess, we've got to get all of this out to other human beings, because in the confession, in the telling of our stories, whether it's our mistakes, our sins, or our hurts and our grief, it's the telling of the story that brings the healing when we have understanding from our listeners and empathy and acceptance of our grief without trying to hurry us through it. It's really entering into an intentional grieving period. Mm-hmm. And if your husband is willing to do that with you, and you might need the structure of a third person guiding you through it, perhaps in couples counseling, but if he can hear you in your grief without justifying or minimizing what he did or trying to comfort you too quickly, that is the path to being able to release the anger, the justified resentment, and to cry the tears so that you can enter into the other side. The Bible tells us there's a time to weep, and avoiding it keeps us stuck in the grief.
Do you think it'd be good if that he was invited into one of the sessions and the therapist was invited to try to figure out how to bring about some forgiveness and resolution here? What do you think?
Yeah, I do agree. There is a Celebrate Recovery nearby, and he even tells me that he knows that he can't fix it, because he can't fix it. Mm-hmm. That what I'm going through. I'm embarrassed that I'm here in it.
So Elizabeth, can I jump in here real quickly? First off, I think it's really important, and you're already there, is to acknowledge and respect that your pain is real. It is very, very legitimate. Being in relationship with addiction causes unspeakable amounts of harm and heartache. And so you need a lot of grace. And so I want you to try to partner with God's grace by giving your pain grace. It has permission to be there. It doesn't have permission to stay there unhealed, but it has permission to be there. And you're already making progress. As Steve has already mentioned, your pain doesn't negate his progress, and his progress doesn't negate your pain.
That's right.
Those are two separate things, and you just stay on the road of healing and of getting the help that you need, and it's going to take a while. I would love to tell you something different, but you need to be patient.
And Elizabeth, it can be embarrassing, awkward, even shameful, mm-hmm. and it's messy. And none of us want to get messy like that in front of another human being. But it is the path to our freedom. I also want to add, in a strange way, somebody getting sober can actually be very unsettling and upsetting for the balance of the family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to be so happy because my husband's sober, but I'm just in so much distress over here. And that can feel confusing and odd. But it's actually a very normal part of the process, because reality is changing, and you still have the effects of his past behavior to deal with. Because Steve.
No, go ahead. Finish that.
His addiction took a great toll on you, and that toll mm-hmm. isn't erased because he's gotten clean. It's fantastic that he has, but the aftermath is still there and still needs to be cleaned up.
And what a dilemma when, you know, you've been trying to help, you've been trying to deal with this, and now he's cleaned up his act, and he's getting all this praise, and all he's doing is what you thought he was going to do in the first place, be a man of integrity. So there's so many complications here that can really trip us up, but they don't have to. You really can get some great, great help, and we're going to try to give you some other things that you can do. Other than just go to your own therapist. But I think that's really important, is to ask her. Maybe she could even listen to this, see what we think. but ask her to help you, and maybe from a different perspective than you've ever looked at it before. But I'm optimistic that something good is going to happen here, and I'm really glad that you called us. And I'm going to just send you a copy of Take Your Life Back, and I hope that that's going to bless you. And don't give up. There's no reason to give up. You can still, this could be an amazing experience. Just the fact if you're starting to deal with it openly with him together, you guys may do some just amazing work. All right. Anybody else, Restore Workshop, it's coming up, and it's a great blessing to any woman who's been betrayed. It's July the 19th in Dallas, Texas. Please call us about it. We'd love to see you there. Great things are going to happen that weekend. All right, let's go right back to the phones. And how about we talk with, how about Joe, Toronto, Canada. Joe listens on Sirius XM. Glad that he does. Joe, how are you today, my friend?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm a little better than okay today.
That's good.
Tell us how we could help you. What's going on up there in your Canada?
Okay. So, I mean, I've been dealing with this for about 6 months. I had a little trouble getting past this, and it's hard to even formulate the question right, but my wife and I have been married for at least 24 years later this month, actually. We were high school sweethearts. I was actually the first man she actually ever dated or anything like that. The year before we got married, we're engaged, she had was confused, you know, whatever, however you want to say it. Left me for a couple of months. She had dated somebody else during that time, but came back to me. But we never really were allowed to discuss what happened or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 6 months ago, it would bubble up every year or every 6 months, something come up. But it would all be, sorry. I don't hope you hear that. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to being told what to do myself. Go ahead. Yeah. All right. So.
It always end up being just pushed off. Like, we're not going to talk about it kind of thing.
So what did you find out?
Finally came out. So it is, I found out, and it came out in stages, so it made it a little bit harder where she didn't tell the whole story at first, and then after, and I know her, right? But after 6 months, I thought the whole story, and it wasn't as much as I thought it was, but at some point, she was somewhat intimate, and it was, you know, they did start a sexual thing, but she stopped it, you know, claims within, you know, 15 or 20 seconds, and it was over. But it, to me, is it's absolutely devastating, and it's hard for me to get over. And she'd never been with another man or anything like that up until this point. And I have other, you know, I am a very jealous guy. I, you know, all that broken home stuff and alcoholic father, and she was kind of the first thing in my life that was solid and loving, I guess, is the way to look at it.
So what are you going to do?
How do I get by it? Like, we're working through it. We talk about stuff. We are, you know, more attached and loving than we've ever been. We both cried more over the last 6 months than we ever have in our entire lives. And we're closer, but I still have this knot that just, and I got this morbid obsession with it, asking questions.
Hey, Joe, let me jump in. Joe, let me jump in really quickly. You mentioned a knot. Where in your body is that knot?
Oh, it'd be in the stomach.
Okay, so for a second, this is going to sound a little bit different, but for a second, I want you to pay attention to that knot. Can you feel that knot?
Yep.
If that knot had a voice and it was telling you about you, it was saying, Joe is what would it be saying?
Not 100% sure, but I can tell you it makes me feel not so good about myself. I mean, that's part of the trouble, I think.
So it would say something along the lines that Joe, really, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That's all right.
Okay, that's what you need to go work on. You keep working on it with your wife as you work through this. But this isn't just about your relationship with your wife. This is about your relationship with you, when we carry that kind of those historical hurts, we usually do it in our body, and our body starts talking to us in really bad ways. Like, you're not good enough, you're unlovable, you're unworthy, you don't matter. And then it starts looking for an excuse. It starts looking for the evidence, and it will always find it. And what we think is that the evidence is the problem. No, the voice inside of us that's telling us that we're not good enough, that is the problem. And it just found this awesome excuse.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's been 24 years of building to this excuse.
Yeah.
It's always been in my head, so it's not like it's...
God wants to release you from that voice of the accuser inside of you, but that's going to take you building a new relationship to yourself, receiving grace, receiving love, believing that you're worthy, believing that you're a child of God, and that's just going to take work over time.
And I believe one of these days you're going to realize how fortunate you were to not be one of these men. And what they found out was it wasn't just 20 seconds, or it wasn't just this one person. And they're having to deal with that reality. We're going to help you get there right after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Really glad you've joined us here today on New Life. We're talking with Joe. And Joe, Chris, I think you really went deep there. And as is my style, I'd like to do something a little more superficial. And it's this. I want you to practice a different way of thinking. And every time this comes up, I'd like you to think about some things to be grateful for, and just see if over a period of a little bit of time, it doesn't make it better. And I'm just wondering if you could start to think about how fortunate you are that they didn't have sexual intercourse. How fortunate you are you're not raising his baby or their baby. How fortunate you are that she had character. You guys weren't together. And so it wasn't like she was doing something behind your back. But even when you weren't together and she had no obligation to you, she had tremendous character in that situation. and start to value her character and say, thank you that you had character to stop or to say no, because there are so many men out there who are married to a woman, so many women married to a man, and there was no character. And what started just continued. And so I'm just saying, maybe if you started using this word thank you and had some gratitude for what is versus regret for what is not, maybe, just maybe, it would start to change your feelings a little bit there. While you're doing the work on you that causes, you know, to really, really have a hard time dealing with this. Because, look, you are a great man, a strong man, and you have character. And this doggone thing, this is going to sound insulting to you, okay? This had nothing to do with you. Isn't that a horrible thing for me to say? I know it's got to feel weird, but it didn't. And it had to do with her and mm-hmm. God. And I would say she came through, and I would just be grateful that she came through the way that she did. Maybe not perfect, but pretty close. Okay? So I'm gonna send you Forgiving, What You Can't Forget. I think that's going to be a great book to help you through it. And I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. Both of those will help you. Well, the only way that we can talk to somebody who's struggling like this and try to give them some insight into what's going on is if you support this ministry. And without your support, then we're not going to have a ministry. And we want to have a ministry. And we want to be around a very, very long time. Larry Sonnenberg's here, and I want him to talk to us about what we're doing, just to say thank you to folks here who've decided, I want to be part of the New Life Giving family.
Steve, Larry will be with us soon.
He will be with us, but in the meantime, I'll just tell you about a T-shirt you could buy for $100 that on the back of it says, I saved a person's life, but all I got was this T-shirt and a lot of satisfaction. It's undervalued, but it's really overpriced. But it's a way for us to support this ministry, and you do get the most undervalued T-shirt ever. So if you can help us, call us, and we'll send you this T-shirt for $100. Pretty simple the way that works out, and we'll talk with Larry in just a little bit. But let's go and talk with how about we talk right here to Frank from Philadelphia, WFIL. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing, Steve? Thanks for taking
my
call.
Yeah, what's going on?
Let me give you the gist real quick. The gist is that I was married for 29 years, Steve. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this when I married her because she was very young, but she developed bipolar. It was like within 4 or 5 years of marriage.
Mm.
You know, all this stuff started coming out. Of course, we had children by then. And I was doing all the work with the kids, you know, everything you could think of a mother supposed to do, I was doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. She ran in and out of my house like she was a single person most of her life. When I said, let's discuss some of this stuff here, she'd say, you know, wouldn't say anything to me at all, see, nothing at all, not even a word, not even a comment, nothing. All right. So in other words, like, I couldn't get any information from her. And then after that was going on for a while, then she started running the streets with other men for like 15 years, Steve.
Okay, so she was definitely a really, really troubled woman. You paid the price for that probably for a long, long time. So
it's
how
from her,
could
it's from her background
how could we
as a
help
child. Her? She was adopted. She was adopted child.
Uh-huh.
It was her background.
Okay.
And we are Christians. I've been born again for 20 years, Steve.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
My question is, here's the question. So it's been in and out like that, courts and all, you know, all this stuff, fines, tickets, you know, whatever, arrest. And we haven't been together for 7 years because of the last act that she put on, okay?
Yeah.
So after that cooled down and let the dust settle, you know, we once in a while we go have a lunch together, you know, enjoy our company, and we got along really good like that, not living together. In the meantime, all this happened, I'm still taking care of kids. She is not. Right? Now, my kids called, came home on Easter and said to me, Dad, I didn't know it. Mommy has a boyfriend, and my daughter was very upset. She's 17 years old. I just broke down and crying. But nothing would surprise me about this woman because she pulled all kind of things off, Steve.
We need a question from you, though.
My question is, where do I go after 29 years?
All right, hold on. We'll give you some.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and separated 7 years from her, and if I understand it right, she's dating someone else, or is she marrying someone else right now?
She is dating someone else.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we start with you, Chris, and what do you think is the best advice for him? This is very troubling, very troubling.
Frank, sometimes being the bearer of hard news is not fun, but we must deal with reality. You have been a single parent for a very long time.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Okay, so whoever this woman is, for a very long time, has not been your wife. Now, don't get me wrong. You've kept a commitment to her, a covenant with her. You've kept there's a license involved and there's a title involved. But as far as an actual relationship, it doesn't exist. And I think that needs to be called out. Because
I agree.
And so the question comes back to you. What do you want to do as a single person?
Well, I know I have to raise my children. I know that, Chris.
I love that. I love that.
I'm a dedicated father to them.
Yes.
And I was a dedicated husband, or she let me down so many times, Chris, in our life.
Yes, and you don't and you don't deserve that anymore. That's not going to help you or your children anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would like to just continue to raise my kids, and I would just like to live a life. Something like that. I wouldn't be burdened by any of this stuff that's been going on for years.
Okay, so your job is to let go of that burden. It's not yours anymore. Give it to God. And I know that right. That's like sounds trite, but that's going to take right. A lot of work to let go right. Of that. As I say, sometimes letting go of stuff looks like 100 times before lunch. Right?
That's true.
You know, it's just got to let it go, none of my business, sort of like that. It's just repeat, right. None of my business, so...
Right.
One day you wake up, it's not so very, very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, once you've become persistent and consistent in that.
Right.
So what else would be helpful for him?
Well, Frank, I think about all the Bible says about allowing people to experience the consequences of their choices. Because if we save them from those consequences, it can enable them to continue that behavior. And then we model that for our children as well. And so as strange as this may sound, it would be a gift to your wife mm-hmm. and your children to take a strong stance and even perhaps pursue a legal separation. Because I think your wife needs to lose you. I think that's the consequence of these choices that she's been making over all these years. And what we see is that sometimes it's the law that wakes a person up to their toxic behavior and then motivates them to change. Now, it doesn't always, but the Bible tells us to protect ourselves, to run from danger, not to wink at wrong, and to allow angry people the consequences of their choices. And when we model that strength and that protection for our children, we help them not become victims in the future to somebody else treating them in that same way.
All right. So I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Bipolar Disorder. But I'm also going to send this to you, Understanding a Loving Person and Loving a Person Who is Borderline Personality Disorder, because mm-hmm. you don't really know which one it might be, because there sounds like to me there is some borderline stuff going on.
I agree with that.
Here, so I'll send you both books. Hope they're going to be a blessing to you. I think that they will be, and I'm really glad that you called. And I'm also glad that Larry Sonnenberg is now finally in the studio to talk to us, Larry. All right, yeah. So we've got a great gift for anybody joining Club New Life this month. It's special.
Yeah, I just wonder what people would think if we told them we're going to send them 8 books, and these books are authored by Steve Arterburn, first one, Henry Cloud, John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Dave Stoop, Mylon K. Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn, Fred Stoker, and Sherry Keffer. I mean, just think of the value of those authors alone and their wisdom. And these books are Healing is a Choice, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Forgiving What You Never Forget, How We Love, Secrets Women Keep, Every Man's Battle, and Intimate Deception. $30 or more a month, our monthly giving program, Club New Life.
Why support us, Larry, and not some other ministry that might be fantastic? I mean, we don't just support us because of this great gift, but why us and not somebody else?
Well, we do what so many don't do. We help people in their deepest hurt, in their struggles, in their pains, in their problems, and they find from us healing, help, hope. They find that God is a God of second chances, that there's nothing that I've done that makes him love me less, that I can stay connected to him, I can live a different life. And there aren't ministries out there. There are ministries out there that believe that there's none that are actively pursuing and presenting and helping people experience that.
Hmm. Okay. Well, it's just an amazing ministry of 31 years, and we want to be here another 31. We can't do it without you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, $30 a month, and we'll send you 8 books in a library. It's the best of the best from New Life, and we hope and pray that you'll find a way to support this ministry. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800, yeah.
And thank you for those who are already part of Club New Life. If you'd like these books, increase your monthly amount by $10 or more a month. And these 8 books will be yours, too.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Boy, that would be so helpful if so many of our current members could just increase theirs $10 a month. That would be great. Let's go to Honesty from Washington, D.C. Hi, Honesty. Welcome to New Life.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Kind of spoiled it. Your mom kind of spoiled it for you, didn't she?
I'm sorry?
Your mom kind of spoiled it for you, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah. Can't be a liar and be named Honesty.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm wondering if I should continue to waste my time with someone who felt uncomfortable being in public with me in his town. He's white, I'm black, and I just met him 4 weeks ago. And he's Christian. No sex before marriage. That's good. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't have any tattoos. But he came all the time. We are 2 hours away apart from each other. When he comes to my town, we spend time, and he is very affectionate in public in my town. But I went to his town. He's in the countryside. And over there, he pulled away from me when I got close to him.
Hmm.
And he was sounding like a shot. And when I had a conversation with him, he said that he has never been with a black woman, and that he doesn't know how the society will view him, and he's afraid that he's not going to be accepted.
Okay. So what's the question for us then?
The question is, should I even continue to persist on his issue being in public with a black woman in a white area, in a countryside of the white area?
Well, I'm really glad that he's telling you how he feels before you're married. You know, that's just a gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even before you continue to date, he's saying, here's the issue. So now I would be talking with him about that a lot.
I spoke to him about that, and he said he has a very low self-esteem, and he actually texted me telling me that he thinks that someone else will be better for me because I'm too wonderful, I'm too good, and he has a very low self-esteem that he thinks that he's not good enough for me. And I was like, okay, fine, that's over. But then he's back now. He wants us to be back. He wants us to try again. He's apologizing. He's sorry. And I'm like, he has even come to me in public. He already dumped me, but he wants to be back, and he's very sorry. Now, all men out there want to try the merchandise sex before marriage. He doesn't want sex before marriage. That's a good thing about him. But he already dumped me and wants to be back. And
Okay.
Give me a lot of pressure for apologizing. All right.
So hold on. So honestly, let me jump in. So two things. What's he doing? Two things that I would want you to consider before even thinking about taking this guy back. One, his low self-esteem has consequences for you in the relationship. He's got to go work on his low self-esteem. So it's not a woe is me, he gets to play victim card on there. No, it has real consequences. The second thing is that the black and white experience is different. And it's incredibly important that he knows and he understands that your experience as a black woman in the world, it matters, and it matters immensely. And being related to you or being in relationship with you means that he needs to be in relationship with your experience in the world. And if he can't handle that, he's not for you.
Because, you know, it really is true. There will be many reactions to you, and you either consider someone overreactive or overly reactive or appropriate or whatever, but you'll have to figure this out, and it won't go away. So I'm really glad you're dealing with it right up front here. I'm going to deal with this break. It's our final break. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. You could sure get a great t-shirt or a tote from the grocery store. Yeah.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals
all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Back, Alice has a couple of comments here for Honesty before we move on. Alice?
Well, Honesty, if this man is willing to acknowledge that he's broken and then he wants to do something about it to become a better man, to become the man that God wants him to be, then that would be a great sign of his character, and it might be worth waiting to see what he does with that and how much he grows and improves. If he doesn't see it as something broken that needs help, that needs to be fixed, then I would see that as a very big red flag as well.
He wants to get help. He just doesn't know how to. He said he did not have a good experience. He didn't see a good marriage with his parents, and he's also divorced after 18 years. So he said he doesn't know how to communicate, but he's willing. And I just don't know how to teach him how to be a man, right?
Yeah, well, you don't want to be teaching him anything like that. What you want to do is get him to be willing to come to something like Finding Freedom. That's a great start. Getting in a men's group, a men's Bible study around men. And to get some, if he was divorced after 18 years, he really needs counseling. And if he's not doing that, I think this issue could be the least of issues that come up. So he needs to pursue healing in a professional way and through the church, through other men, anything that he can do. If he really wants to get over this, whether you're part of the picture or not.
Honestly, you could give him our number. We have a network of counselors, and we set him up with a counselor right there in his area. And if he jumps on that and he pursues it without a whole lot more of encouragement or pushing from you, that could be a great sign of a good man who's willing to get better at this.
And I think, you know, what about this therapy is really good. It's my own kind of therapy, and it's when you sit down and you just go, what about this? What about this? You know, to do that before you're married, it's really, really healthy. And it helps you explore some potential reactions to some very difficult things. I'm glad you called. And hold on. I'm going to send you How We Love. I think that's a great, great book for you. Healing is a choice for him. He needs healing, and he needs to do some work to get there. I hope that he will, for both your sake. All right, let's go to Janice. You're our final caller, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You listen online. How can we help?
I had been in a dating relationship with a man for several months. Looked like it was heading in the right direction and everything, and it basically fell apart. Through my counseling, I've become aware that he was probably an avoider.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, it was difficult, I think, for him to... He was not working with his emotions. He wasn't doing the feel and deal thing. Is there a way that a woman can help a man with this? Or is there a way to respond in a way to help a situation like that?
Well, what came up... That he was no longer able to avoid, or that he wanted to get away from you. What was the issue that led to this?
Well, he said that, and he admitted he was a workaholic, and he said that he just couldn't be in a relationship at this time, and he thought I was a very nice person and wished me well, and this and that, and so I know that he was facing some work issues, but other than that, I didn't know.
Yeah, okay. I think he did you a big old favor. I think he did you a big favor that he told you that and moved on, because what would be horrible if he had been so desperate that he kind of kidnapped you into a relationship that he knew was not going to be fulfilling for either of you. So I would just, I would encourage him, if you have contact with him, to hey, work through that stuff and get some help and, you know, stay in touch. I wouldn't be going back for him. I wouldn't be dating him. But it doesn't mean he's going to be like this forever. People get better. And but I wouldn't be pursuing someone who's done the, hey, you're a great person thing. I don't ever want to be hurt. I don't want to ever hear that when somebody's not going to fulfill the contract or meet the need or do the deal. So, hey, you're a great person, but.
Right.
So let's hear from Alice. What do you think? I mean, have you ever been rejected like this and wanted to go back and fix the person?
I've never been rejected, Steve.
I thought not.
Have you seen me? In answer to Janice's question, I think there are four really powerful things that we can do. Because, Janice, you sound like the kind of person that you're pursuing your own help. You're interested in your growth.
Yes.
And the people we date, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But kind of like the previous call, sometimes they're just ignorant about the process. And so we can model a healthier way of dealing with our emotions and not avoiding. We can make requests for them to learn how to do it differently. We can pray for them, and that, oh, the power of prayer is miraculous. And we can also lead them to help, but it depends on their willingness. So all of our best attempts can, of course, be rejected. But these are four things that we can do that can make a big difference in the people that we date and the people that we know.
The worst thing would have been, he didn't tell you about this, you knew it and noticed it, and you thought, I'm just going to continue to date this guy because if we ever get married, I can fix this. Or him being married to me will be so fantastic, he will not want to stay the same. And we know that happens literally all the time. Sounds trite, but it happens all the time.
And if I could just add one more thing. Sometimes we have to believe people about what they say.
Yeah, good point.
You know, like, hey, it's like, hey, you know, I work all the time. I don't know how to deal with my emotions, and you deserve someone better. I think you're right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, okay.
Especially if he's not interested in changing. This is how I am. I like how I am.
Okay. So we have to believe what they tell us.
Plus, if you listen to this program, you deserve someone better. So we just believe that about our listeners. They deserve the best.
they do deserve the best.
We want you to have the best. Anyway, I'm glad you called us. And I would just say we all agree. Don't go there. And accept what he said and move on. And I guarantee you it's not about you. And I sure wouldn't take it personally, even though it's personal. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think you're going to like it. So hold on. I'm going to get that to you. And anybody else, all of our books are there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, the $100 T-shirt that can support this ministry in a way nothing else can. That's there, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and you can call that number, and if you just want us to know what you're going through and see if we have some suggestions for the help that you need, you just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It'd be an honor for us to interact with you and see if we could find what you need. We've been doing this, you know, ever since 1988, and we want to continue, and the only way we can is if you support us. A gift of any amount, I will send you this wonderful insulated tote to take to the grocery store and back. Don't have to pay for the bags, which is a new trend, that where you have to pay for whatever bag you want. But this one, you just take it back and forth, and it's really a great, great insulated and going to keep the cold stuff cold, the hot stuff hot. It knows how to tell the difference and what to do. It's just an amazing tote for the grocery store. So call us. That's our way of saying thanks, a gift of any amount. And then if you could support us for $30 a month, we'll send you a library of 8 books. And these 8 books are by John and Henry, myself, Dave Stoop, Jill Hubbard, Mylon and Kay Yurkovich. They're the best of the best. That's what we call them, the best of the best New Life Library. You will love these books. They're our way of saying thank you for being part of the New Life Giving family. We have workshops. We have intensives. We've got our recovery workshop that's going to come up. And that recovery workshop is 12 steps to happier. And I think everybody can be happier. And I think everybody wants to be happier. And we're going to give you 12 steps to get there. But you can find out about that and everything else that we do, including Every Man's Battle. What a great experience that is for guys when you feel so alone and shameful. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Glad you listened to New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.